107.7 The Island. Real music variety. Dense fog advisory until 10. Drive very, very slow. Lori had an incident this morning.
Yeah.
You missed your turn.
I'm still, yeah.
Are you still nervous?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere till 10 o'clock.
Seatbelt every time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. No, you know, I think all of us at some point in our lives have found ourselves driving into nothingness where, in other words, you can't even see where you're going, but your instinct is not immediately to slam on the brakes.
No.
Which would also be a little dangerous for the person behind you, but no matter how you slice it, it's very dangerous to drive in the fog, but you can't drive into nothingness. You have to see where you're going.
I do not think I have ever experienced fog like this morning. I do not think I have.
Yeah, I watched it.
Because I could not see anything until you got right up to that stoplight.
You've heard the expression, the fog rolled in?
Yeah.
The reason that expression exists is because fog literally does roll in. I watched it roll in. This is not the first time in my life, but it's always so incredibly impressive. 1 minute, it is not foggy. And if you're in the right place at the right time looking, it literally rolls in like a cloud is coming to town.
That's bizarre.
And within seconds, you're ensconced in fog. Yeah, it's crazy.
And then I'm pulled over the side of the road crying.
I don't know why that makes me silly. It's a nervous laughter. It's not a humor laughter.
No, I know. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed my turn. Like, I've lived here my entire life.
I'm glad you made it safely.
And I know. Well, yeah. But you didn't even check on me. And I was like three hours late.
Well, you always do seem to, from the time the text comes in that I'm on my way schmoopy. To the time you get here, like, I know where you're coming from. I always think that takes longer than it should. So I didn't think anything of it today.
Yeah. Well, you should have, because I could have been in your hometown, like, soon. I could have been in Connecticut.
No, that would take about 14 hours from here.
Oh, okay. Well, seemed like that's how long it took me to get here. But here we are. Anyway.
Anywho. GI Trivia, Lori Lou has a special event coming up this Saturday.
Yep.
And it's about weather.
It is.
Music bingo about weather. Anything about fog in there?
And you know, now that, you know, remember that day because I texted you and said, hey, I need some songs about this. And you gave me some. I didn't even think about fog, but is there any?
I already Googled it. There's nothing people would know.
I think I have the Thunder Rolls. I hope I have the Thunder Rolls because, you know, the fog's rolling in. Didn't he say that in that? The fog's rolling in. But I should have put some Fog Hat.
Fog Hat would work. I mean, there's songs by Kate Bush. A lot of people don't know Kate Bush. Radiohead has a song called Fog again, but yeah, it never got airplay. No. So there's no point
Anyway, it's going to be fun. One side is beach, summertime vibes, and the other side is rain, wind, thunder, tornadoes. It's going to be fun. Billy's Grilled Cheese is going to be there all day from like 11 to 8.
This is Wine, Beer, and Spirits, yep. Grand Island, this Saturday.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
This doesn't take away from your Wine, Beer, and Spirits Thursday.
No.
So you're still there tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, that's great.
Yep, for general trivia.
Will you stick around and give us an example of your music trivia and then give us a sample question?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
You know I will.
Keep it.
You can't get rid of me because I'm not going anywhere till 10 o'clock. That's when you told me the fog's going to let up.
Dense fog advisory until 10. Please be careful. Seatbelts, headlights, drive extra slow or not at all. And keep it where you got it. More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next on The Island.
Party in the morning on the...
Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island. Your home for real music variety is your home for your Wednesday chit chat with GI Trivia's Lori Lou. On a foggy Wednesday. I thought maybe the fog had let up a little bit until you walk outside and then you realize, no, it's still very, very, very dense. And a dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10. Leave yourself extra time. Be very careful driving. Seat belts and regular headlights on. Can't believe people are driving around with no headlights.
Yeah, they are. I know. I don't even know what to do about it.
So we mentioned earlier, we now have caught up and got used to your schedule. You are at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for Music Trivia. This is in GI every Thursday.
No.
Oh, the
General Trivia every Thursday.
That's what did I just say?
Music Trivia.
Okay, General
and
Trivia.
Thanks for the snacks this morning. So if you hear me chomping, it's because I'm having snacks.
People enjoy that. General Trivia, Wine, Beer, and Spirits on Thursdays in Grand Island.
Every Thursday.
But this Saturday is a special.
Yeah. Starting this month, I am doing at least one music bingo event at Wine, Beer, and Spirits a month.
And it's song themes about
weather.
About the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Fantastic.
So go ahead.
No, immediately the wheels start turning. I'm starting to think, what, Thunderstruck would be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have probably 110 to 120.
Who'll stop the rain?
Yeah, well, you should be there.
Here comes the rain again.
107.7 is my sponsor that night, so yeah, I got them all. I think I got everyone except Fog Hat. But anyway, speaking of, so this last Thursday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I had my group of teachers, like, having a end of year little party. So they all come and, you know, they play against each other because there's enough teams. And it is so fun. And so one of my friends there, she said, you know what you should do? And don't let me tell you what to do, but you should do, like, do this at the end of the year and have, like, a school off. And I am 100% going to do that. And I'm, of course, my wheels are turning and I'm thinking,
what would the nature of the questions be?
So get your, well, I don't know. Maybe, of course, gear them towards, like, school, I guess a lot of stuff is school stuff, but not quite so much music or movies or, but, you know, I play songs and I have everybody guess the artist or the song name or a lyric, and of course do a bunch of teacher or school. A couple weeks ago, I had some teachers from Wasmer and I played 38 Special, teacher, and like nobody knew this song.
That song really never gets airplay. I saw that movie in the theater. This is back at a time. I wonder if kids today go to every other movie that comes out.
Yeah, I don't know. But, gear my music that way, you know, my teacher, school songs that way. But so I'm thinking I might do it maybe try it before school starts, like the week before school starts, and do it not on a Thursday, but do it like.
I would probably request the assistance of some of the teachers to find out what subject matter would be interesting and fun, challenging yet achievable trivia for these kids.
Right. No, it's not kids. Oh,
these are just
gosh.
The teachers. These are just the
yes.
teachers.
Yes. Why do I keep just thinking? So, yes, every single time when I say a school, you think it's the kids.
Okay.
No.
Strike everything that I said from the record.
Oh, gosh. Teachers to blow off steam.
You know what would be a cool trivia thing for you to do?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
You still working on it?
Yes. I told you I have a source.
Yeah, I might have to come to that.
Yeah, you will. 100% you will. Anyway, so that is what I'm thinking about. So any teachers interested in that, like, hit me up on Facebook, whatever. But I'm thinking I'm going to do that. And so if you have a group from a school or a couple groups, couple teams, come see what school's, you know, better, smarter than a whatever.
If you have a couple two-tree teams.
Couple two-tree.
Let me ask you, are the teachers, in all honesty, a little pompous?
No.
Do they all think, well, I'm a teacher, I know it all?
Nope.
Not at all?
No, not one bit. And they are so much fun, especially at the end of the school year. Yeah, my last 2 weeks have been just an absolute blast. Like this last week, I don't have my microphone usually. I needed it because there was so much raucous behavior there. It was fun.
So I'm trying to promote your Saturday, but you got me intrigued on a different
Sorry.
Saturday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island is the theme music bingo songs about weather.
Yep.
And they're mostly rock songs that we all know.
Oh, there's country songs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember the Judds rocking with the rhythm of the rain?
No. People are still listening to that country stuff?
Yeah.
They're still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us a bond?
Are you ready?
And now this will appear tomorrow or Saturday?
Tomorrow.
This question coming up on 107.7 The Island will appear tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Pay attention. Here it comes.
I'm not going to lie. No, I think it's a different. Okay. In Sheryl Crow's 1993 song, All I Want to Do, what is the name of the man sitting next to her?
Oh, I know that. I had both the first and second Sheryl Crow album.
Oh, okay.
Well, should I blur that? Well, you're going to tell it anyway. It's Billy.
Yeah.
And he used to like to peel.
No.
Billy, Bob, or Buddy?
That's not his name that he tells her.
Billy.
No.
Wait a minute. All I want to do is have some fun. I'm not the only one. Oh, wait. What does he say?
William.
His name is William.
He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, Billy, or Mac, or Buddy.
That's a fantastic question. Uh-huh. I forgot that it starts. I remembered the second part. I didn't remember it was William.
Yeah. I know. Great question. So the bonus question will be, what is she sure it is?
Now, is that the original Will I Am, or is this a different William?
I'm sure it's different William.
Okay. I'll just check it.
Look at you trying to be hip and happening. That's great.
That's all you could do at this age.
I know.
It just blurt out things that make it sound like you know. Yeah. But don't ask me to expound.
And you know, with your slang words or whatever, I still say sweet all the time.
Sweet.
I still say the bomb. And now I kind of want to add, because of our conversation, thebomb.com, just because it sounds even more silly.
I would go with bomb diggity.
Bomb diggity. Yeah. Since that conversation that day, like, I just really want to throw out these slang words.
Well, I've been trying to incorporate, and I always forget until I see you once a week. What is it that you use? Tootalooties?
Yeah, tootalooties.
Tootalooties.
Tootalooties. And I don't know where I picked that up. And until you said, oh my gosh, what did you just say? I don't even think about it. I always say tootalooties.
People think I'm weird enough, and now I'll become that guy that you ever see the way he says goodbye?
Yeah.
Tootalooties.
Yeah. I have no clue where I
Or should
that
I change
up.
The inflection on that and make it kind of cool, like tootalooties, yo?
Well, that would be cool. Like, of course, I'm going to think that's cool, but.
All right. Catch Lori Lou, Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow for general trivia. That's in Grand Island. And then Saturday, same place, Wine, Beer, and Spirits, Grand Island for the weather trivia.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.